So how does your housing platform differ from the past 8 years of Mayor de Blasio's housing strategy?
The first thing I would tackle if I were mayor is focus on the homeless. I think that seems to be the predominant problem. And what I would like to do is focus on a comprehensive plan to help the homeless, the mentally disabled, chemically dependent, homeless people, homeless families. And what I would like to do is create a campus on Rikers Island. And that would be the first thing I would tackle because right now we're spending billions of dollars. I think this year the budget was $3.2 billion on the homeless. And it can be better utilized if we had a plan where we help the homeless, not only with their family counseling, with psychological testing and evaluation, and with an overall 5-year plan for rehabilitation on Rikers Island, which is already constructed and it would have to be refurbished, and not only a 5-year plan, but where jobs can be placed, where people can start to get back into society. So that's the first thing I would do.
Are you proposing using the Rikers Island jail complex as some kind of rehabilitative center or some form of housing or
Well, everything, housing and rehabilitative center.
maybe homeless advocates would say that it's already a place that has a lot of stigma and it's hard
They're
to get
told
and
it
it's difficult to reach by public transit, which makes it of questionable utility for that purpose.
I'm saying that you build on Rikers Island since they're planning to close it. We create a campus for them where we build a facility, a town within itself to have jobs for them to start working and getting paid. So it's a 5-year plan where it could be a 2 to 5 year plan where they live there and they thrive and they go through counseling and then go into possibly NYCHA properties.
And how would you address the sort of public transit issues that are sort of attendant with Rikers?
Well, that's one of the issues with Rikers, the transportation issue. But I think really this would be a town within itself. And I would like to see be created so that somebody would enjoy living there. And I would create pods within this town so each person, each family would have their own area, their own apartments to live and to thrive and to work as well and get paid. Haven't heard that one before, huh?
No, that's definitely a new one. If you are elected mayor, what neighborhoods would you rezone, if any?
A lot of people are just looking at New York City. I mean, there's other areas besides New York City. There's Queens, Staten Island, Bronx, Brooklyn. And I would like to see some of these other areas utilized as well. And when you start to rezone an area, you got to think of other things besides just housing. You have to think about what's in the vicinity. Is there affordable grocery stores? Are there places to shop for clothing? Are there parks? And I think all of those questions need to be answered. Are there places for people to get jobs? You just can't build on top of existing housing because you need more housing. You have to think of an overall plan that is going to make people's lives better than what they had.
Do you have any, are there any specific neighborhoods in the five boroughs that you could see as potential rezoning areas?
Yeah, I would definitely say the Bronx, Washington Heights, the financial district.
If elected, how would you change the mandatory inclusionary housing policy, or would you not change it?
I would make sure that the private developers that are participating in this, that we did it in an area, first of all, where they could recoup their investment.
Would you push to reform the city's property tax system, which has long been considered outdated by both owners and tenants?
Yeah, well, I think anything that we can do to help the working class, the middle class, is something that I would be a proponent of. I think that we need more opportunity and diversity and better management. And, anything that we can do to make the city go more into the future, I'm all for.
And you mentioned converting the jail on Rikers Island into sort of a homeless support center. How would you grapple with the current shortage of shelter beds and many neighborhoods' resistance to shelter construction and conversions?
I think the issue that we have right now is, for example, since COVID, we've had 63 hotels with 9,500 residents spending $300 million. The city acts like, oh my God, my hair's on fire. So if they had a plan in place, we wouldn't have had to put the homeless in 63 hotels and in neighborhoods where, as much as I feel terrible for the homeless, and it breaks my heart to see anybody without food, without shelter, without family, I think we need areas where it's a place where they can rehabilitate. And sticking them in a hotel is not that place. So I think we're not being fair to the homeless, and we're not being fair to the people in our neighborhoods.
Do you have a position on the citywide hotel special permit, which many in the real estate industry believe will be a death knell for new hotel construction in New York City?
I mean, we should do everything humanly possible to promote tourism, to promote jobs. I think that's one of the problems with New York City is that we need to streamline these things. We can't get held up in bureaucratic nightmares that stifles progress. And that's what this would do. We need people to want to come to New York City. I'm a builder. I own a construction company in New York City. I mean, we're stifled by the Department of Buildings, and they're doing their job. But we need to streamline these things. We don't need to be held up in any more bureaucratic red tape. And especially hotels create jobs. Right now, we're in a crisis. We're in a crisis in New York City that happened way before the pandemic. So not only is the priority of mine public safety, but it's also to create jobs, to create small business. Small business is the heart of New York City. And without that, this city is not going to survive. All goes hand in hand.
New York City has long struggled to create enough housing for low-income New Yorkers. How would your housing strategy address that problem?
I mean, I believe today we have probably about 1,000 vacant city-owned properties. Why aren't these properties being utilized? Where is the mayor's office that oversees the construction and the rehabilitation of these properties? Why aren't they being utilized? We need a plan. I mean, NYCHA properties, there are thousands of units. We privatize these units, a lot of them will be lost. We need a commitment that even if private sector gets involved in NYCHA, that these units are going to stay with the public sector and not be reconditioned to be used for private sector profits, because NYCHA is a federal obligation. And right now, nobody has met that commitment. I mean, the government has failed us. We need to redefine these neighborhoods. We need to revitalize these neighborhoods. And if we don't use the NYCHA property, there will be no housing left for poor people. NYCHA was not supposed to be permanent. It was supposed to be a way to into the middle class. But now it's permanent because we're not creating enough affordable housing and housing for poor people.
Okay. And since your claim to fame, as it were, is that you were on the Real Housewives of New York City, you were like a friend to the, I guess that's sort of, I don't know. I don't know how exactly it works, but.
Yeah, I was a housewife, and at the end, I became a friend of, yes.
Okay, right. Okay, so I just wanted to.
Am I into fame? Oh my God. I thought maybe building a multi-million dollar construction company and writing 3 books could have been a better claim to fame. But okay, being on Housewives.
I mean, I think that's how most people would know who you were. Yeah, so I just wanted to ask, you know, how do you feel like that you'd bring that experience to, how would that experience translate to city politics and to being mayor?
I think definitely I've learned how to be in the public eye and as mayor. that is something that, you know, you see the mayor on TV every day. So that definitely prepares you for that. New Yorkers are basically kind people, although being on Housewives, I did meet some that were unkind. So I guess that that prepared me for that in that way, that you are dealing with many different kinds of people and you never know who you will encounter. I think also that it made me realize that I can also care about many different people from all walks of life. I think being on Housewives has prepared me for just the unexpected and to be able to speak to all different kinds of people. And, you know, there was a lot of chaos on Housewives. And really, I feel like the city is in a lot of chaos. So it's all about chaos. And, you know, when you're dealing with the Housewives, it's, you know, you're being overrun with people that want to be in the public eye, people that are narcissistic. They'll probably have to deal a lot with those types of people, too. And it teaches you how to manage properly and build something based on excuses, which I think a lot of the government is built on right now. So
just one last question. Where was your first New York City apartment? I know you're from the Bronx, but, you know, I mean, your first sort of, independent apartment away from your family. Where was your first New York City apartment, and what was it like?
That's a great question. My first New York City apartment was in a brownstone on West 69th Street. It's a five-story walk-up, and I was on the fifth floor, and it was a studio, and it was an amazing experience in that I felt like, you know, I was working at the time and I just started my business. And there was so much opportunity in New York City at the time. I mean, this was in in the late 90s. And I felt independent. I felt self-sufficient. I felt confident. And even though it was small and there were a lot of, like, bugs and stuff like that, I felt like it was a great stepping stone, because progress takes time. And here it was that I made progress moving from my family's house to now this place that I was responsible for. So I had to go out and make money. I had to do it, or else what's your consequence? You have to get thrown out. So as mayor, that message is very important. I wasn't given anything. I didn't have, my parents didn't give me money and say, here you go, you know, here's your rent for the next year. This was, to me, do or die. And this is really, you know, having those situations in my life, and not only that time, you know, having my own apartment, but many times, like being in business and having to make payroll every week and being a business owner and a business leader, which has, you know, progressed over the years. It's all about, I want opportunities for everyone the way I had them. You know, I want women to be able to move up the economic ladder. I want to be able to revitalize our neighborhoods. I want police that respond to the citizens. I want a lot. I know you're a real estate publication, but again, this all feeds into having that determination to fix the city, and also that determination to make people realize that when you are in this apartment, when this is like your new home, this is a home that the city has given you, you need to take care of it. You need to work hard to pay the bills. You know, it has to progress. You can't just give housing to people without people working hard for it. And that's a message I want to get across. I would be a very compassionate mayor, but I also want people to work hard. You're not going to get around that with me.
Thank you so much for chatting with me, Barbara. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. And thank you very much for including me.